Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I'm here to usher us into a new week, a Monday, with DFS, some more fantastic plays from me. Actually, today was not a good day. I did not do well in my DFS plays on Sunday. But you know what? It's another day, another dollar. Time for us to go in and win this thing. We're gonna, you know, rebound and make it another win streak coming up here. So that's gonna do it for us. Again, I am Keith Cork. Please do follow me on Twitter at Ethos Keith at Ethos Keith. I'm gonna stick that at the front of the show this time, so you guys maybe will follow me. We'll see. But yeah, we'll walk right through this, guys. It is a giant 9-game slate. We're gonna walk through as fast as we possibly can. Sprint through it, I guess. And we'll be skipping over some games. If you're not familiar, I try to keep this about 30, 40 minutes, 40 minutes maximum, preferably 30 minutes or less. So let's jump right into it. It's the Charlotte Hornets at the Cleveland Cavaliers. 12-point spread in favor of the Cavaliers. 205 is the game total. And yeah, look, 205 is the game total. This is a pass. Not gonna even go into this game. Don't care. It's a 9-game slate. We don't need to worry about messing with this one. So pass on this one for me. You want to grab up a piece out of this, go for it. You know, some of the guys I've been playing, like Trey Mann and Micic and stuff like that, they're just too priced up, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense. There's better plays than them at lesser prices. So I'm not interested in this game at all. Brooklyn at Toronto, though, I am interested, very interested. We've got a 6-point spread in favor of the Nets there. 215 is that game total, so it is a pretty low total there. But, yeah, I've got some interest in this game for sure. You know, Mikal Bridges is only 6,900 now, which is pretty ridiculous and crazy. I could see myself getting a few shares of him, for sure. I'm not over the moon about rostering him. But the Toronto Raptors are not good. They're sitting everybody. They're tanking, so why not, right? Bridges has the ability to have really good games. He can explode. And he's under 7K now, which I believe... Is that the first time this season? You know, I'm not too sure. The last few shades he's actually been around the same price, but generally speaking, he's been 7,000 or above on the season. So this is definitely still a deflated price tag for that guy. The guy I'm more excited about, though, is Nicholas Claxton at 6,400 against these Toronto Raptors, because you know, we've got Kelly Olynyk across the way at the center position, and really no one else for the Toronto Raptors to kind of roll out there. And we've seen centers take advantage of them over the last, you know, couple games. Without Jontay Porter in there to kind of back up Kelly Olynyk. No Chris Boucher, no Jakob Poeltl, of course. So, you know, they've been having some struggles guarding that center position. Obviously, Nicholas Claxton is a really talented young big. not exactly a phenomenal score or anything like that. He is 6,400, so I'm not like absolutely chomping at the bit to get in my lineup here. I didn't end up with him in my dummy lineup to begin with here, but there's a couple other centers I'm more excited about that are actually a little cheaper. But I don't mind him. I'm going to get some shares of him for sure in my lineups. On the Toronto side, you know, look, I'm definitely going to be having some Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk is someone I'm really, really excited about. 7,100. We saw what he did last game without Gary Trent Jr. in there and all that. 32 minutes, 14 points, 10 assists, block, 2 steals, 6 rebounds. So, you know, didn't even shoot the ball very well. If he had shot the ball well, we might be looking at a 50 to 60 DK point game. And he ended up with 42.25, I think it was, with the DK points in that last one. 42.5, I apologize, DK points. Now, Gary Trent Jr. is going to be healthy for this one. And actually, I do believe he played in that last one as well. Yes, he did. So it was against the Wizards, of course. So, you know, a little bit of a grain of salt. This is the Brooklyn Nets, a little bit of a better team in general. And Nick Claxton is a good defender. But I'll be all over Kelly Olynyk. People still don't roster him for whatever reason. They're still, like, allergic to rostering him. You know, the price tag is fair. It's not bad. It's not good. It's fair. So I like him a whole lot here just because they're going to need him to create offense with, you know, no Emmanuel Quickley, no RJ Barrett, and, of course, no Scottie Barnes, you know, and all that. So I like me some Kelly O. Beyond that, I'm definitely not going to Grady Dick. I know he's had a couple good games in a row. I'm just not going there. In the turbo slate that I'll be playing the main slate and the two earlier slates, turbo slates. There's actually four turbo slates on the slate, which is a little bit insane. But I'll be playing the two earlier ones. So on that one, I am interested in guys like Javon Freeman Liberty and Jamias Ramsey as well. So those are some guys I would look to shoehorn in if I need a cheap guard. But again, just on the turbo slate, on the main slate, I don't think you have to bother. Boston at Atlanta Hawks. That's an interesting one, eh? Eh? We've got the Boston Celtics being 12-point favorites here. 226 is that game total. And so far, we are expecting the Celtics to be generally healthy. There's no Jrue Holiday yet again. And Derek White is listed as questionable. But for now, things could change by the morning, obviously. But for now, we have Tatum and Brown both playing. And if that's the case, then we have to assume they're taking this game seriously. And they're going to try to play other guys. I think you can play either of those guys, Tatum or Brown, against the Atlanta Hawks, of course. We always want to attack the Atlanta Hawks for their defense, so there's no surprises here. Tatum would be the guy I'd prefer out of the two. When they're both healthy, he is generally the guy that's the alpha. There's no question about it. So Tatum is my play here. But I don't mind some Jaylen Brown as well. I'll probably end up with a, you know, maybe one or two shares of him, as to be a little contrarian. People may overlook him. I think a lot of people will have Tatum. I think he's going to be a pretty popular play. You know, can you go to Porzingis and stuff like that? Sure. I don't think it's a problem with that, but I didn't end up with him in my dummy lineup here, and I'm not super excited about Porzingis. So on the Hawks side, you know, they're up against a really tough defense. I'm probably a pass on them in general. All the guys that I would roster are priced up at this point. I'm not buying the Bruno Fernando breakout game last game. Who did they play? They played something terrible. Yeah, the Hornets. I'm not buying that game. You know, DeAndre Hunter's the one guy I kind of looked at a little bit because I'm always a little curious about him with no other wings really available. Jalen Johnson out. But ultimately, I did not decide that he was a good enough play for me to include here. So, Atlanta Hawks are a pass from me. Let's move on to the Detroit Red Wings. Just kidding. Detroit Pistons. I did that on purpose. Sometimes I do slip up, but that was on purpose. I don't know why. It's just stupid. Detroit Pistons at the New York Knicks. For this one, we have a 16.5-point spread in favor of the Knicks. 206.5 is that game total, mostly because they are assuming that the Pistons are going to crap the bed, which is not a bad assumption at all, because the Pistons are absolutely dreadful. I do assume here that Cunningham's going to play. He basically got a rest day on Sunday, and it was a back-to-back, so I assume that Cunningham's going to play here. Jalen Duren is truly questionable. Not sure if he's going to play or not. If he doesn't, obviously Wiseman will probably soak up most of those minutes. But I'm not interested in any of those guys, to be honest with you. Not interested in Jaden Ivey either, even if he does play. Lentecchio at 5,600, still not interested either. He'll probably be on a minute slim, even if he does come back. He's questionable as well. The two guys I'm looking at here, I forget how to pronounce this. I listen to the guy's name being pronounced all day because I had a bet on his over for points, rebounds, and assists, and of course he missed. But now I'm just like spacing on how to actually pronounce it. Iwoma. Tosin Iwoma. That's how you pronounce it. That's my guy. 4,300. I do have some interest there. He's just going to get a boatload of minutes. Nobody really ought to challenge him for those minutes. He had 29 minutes in this last game on Sunday, 31 in the game on against Boston before that. So, you know, somewhere around 30 minutes we should expect. And if that's the case, then he's got to be on your radar for sure. Chimeze Metu just had a really good game. 4,100 is his price tag. He's definitely in the radar as well. And the reason these guys are on the radar is because they're so decimated in the front court. If Jalen Duren plays, if Ontecchio plays, I'm not going to roster these guys. But if those guys are out again, then those guys should end up Metu and I'm spacing again on it. Iwoma are going to end up getting some very decent play time. So we'll have to consider them for sure. But the one guy I did end up rostering and wound up plugging into my lineup here is Buddy Boeheim. Buddy Boeheim saw 22 minutes in this last game and shot 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc, 22.75 DK points. He's minimum pricing at 3,000. If we can pencil in him for 20 plus minutes again, this Detroit Pistons team desperately needs scoring. Desperately needs any kind of talent injection and scoring that they can get. The other guy that could potentially be on the radar is Malachi Flynn at 3,300. These are all risky plays, but if they hit, they are going to absolutely pop off for you. Malachi Flynn just had a really good game. 25 minutes, 31.5 DK points, 17 points. He shot 6 of 12 from the field. In his career, he has struggled from the field, though. So I'm not going to, you know, buy into the hype, quote unquote. I'm not just going to look at that last game and go, oh, obviously Malachi Flynn's going to be incredible. He might go 1 for 6 next game and have, you know, 4 rebounds, 4 assists or whatever. And that's not going to cut it for us. So, you know, I'm not all over this guy, Buddy Boeheim. I'm not all over that guy either. These are just guys I'm willing to take stabs on the Pistons, basically. On the Knicks side, yeah, let's go ahead and roster all of them. Jalen Brunson at 9,200. Yeah. You know, one thing we know about Tibbs is that he doesn't sit his guys. Coach Thibodeau is going to play his guys maximum minutes until the team is up 40 points. And even then, they might play until the very end of the game for whatever reason. Who knows? For continuity, for craziness. You know, he's just a crazy person. And so we love that. We love that guaranteed minutes there in DFS. And if we get those from Brunson against a very weak defense in Detroit, then, you know, we can go ahead and lock him in. I do have him here in my dummy lineup. The other guy I'm looking at here is Hartenstein at 5,600. The minutes have been on the climb, and of course the production has been on the climb in tandem. Not getting crazy minutes still trying to keep him a little fresh for the playoffs. He would be a guy I would think would get an early hook if they are up big. 26 minutes, 26 minutes, 25, 28, 24. Those are the last 5 games. The minutes he's gotten in the game log there. So, but he's been producing big lines in those, even in those somewhat limited minutes, and shooting the ball really well from the field. And of course, the Pistons are absolutely dreadful. So I do like me some Hartenstein as well. I have some shares here and there of him as well. Let's move on to the Phoenix Suns at the San Antonio Spurs. But before I do, we're about halfway through here. I want to go ahead and plug our DFS pass. It's $5 a month. It's ridiculously cheap. We are bringing you pick'ems every day. We are bringing you DFS lineups for multiple slates every day. We are bringing you winners, aside from yesterday. Please close your eyes when it comes to yesterday. But, yeah, it's $5 a month. Go to sportsethos.com, sign up, and let's win together. Let's do it. The Suns and the Spurs, we have a 12.5-point spread in favor of the Suns. 232 is the game total. It's a nice game total for sure. I think any of the top three on the Suns is really in play here. I like Devin Booker. He's under 9K. Just feels like a really nice price for him. The Spurs could keep this competitive. We have to keep our eye on Victor Wembanyama, who is questionable. I'm actually assuming he's going to sit. And if that's the case, I'll probably end up swapping Booker out of my lineup for one of the other guards I'm interested in. But Booker, for now, let's assume, you know, Victor Wembanyama does play. If that's the case, then Booker is going to be a very solid play there. But I do like Beal. I do like Durant. I think those are just fine plays as well. Looks a little bit at Grayson Allen. I think he's a decent play as well. On the Turbo Slate scene, I'm looking at guys like Royce O'Neal and Eric Gordon. Any of those guys are really on the menu here. I'm not really looking at Nurkic. You know, I guess if Wemby does sit, he'd be somebody I would definitely consider. You know, centers have had good games against Wembanyama. They continue to kind of cook him, and obviously we know Nurkic has the strength to do that. But just 22 minutes in that last matchup with them, you know, didn't see a whole lot of minutes there. If Wemby does play, it's going to be difficult. I'm definitely not going to roster him. He had four personal fouls, struggled a little bit with foul trouble there, so dealing with a little bit of a face issue. I don't know. Something just gave me an uneasy feeling about Nurkic, so I'm just not going to pull the trigger there. Of course, that means he's going to have a really great day, so you should go roster him. But all kidding aside, that's the only guy that I'm kind of skipping over in this Suns lineup. On the Spurs side, let's assume Victor Wembanyama does sit. Because, you know, if Wemby plays, I'm probably a straight-up pass. I don't really like any of the people on this roster here. But if Wemby does sit, it opens up, obviously, a lot of usage for everybody. Trey Jones at 5,900 is great. Devin Vassell at 7,300 is okay. I don't mind it. I like Trey Jones a whole lot better in that scenario, 5,900. Keldon Johnson at 5,400. I'd be rostering him here and there for sure. But the one guy that I would definitely roster if we know Wemby is out, is Zach Collins at 5,000. You know, he does have a really fantasy-friendly game. Still waiting for, like, the big explosion this season. We haven't really seen a huge game from him. I'm trying to see here. 34, 37.25. These are kind of the high end that I'm seeing recently. And a couple more 34s. A 41 against Milwaukee back in December. So that might be his highest scoring game there. So, you know, 53.5 against the Kings back in November. Wowza. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about when we're talking about upset. I mean, this guy does have the ability to put up, you know, 45, 50 DK points. That's not going to happen often. 45.75 DK points against Toronto back in November as well. But it's not going to happen often. But the thing is, he's got to get those minutes. He's got to get 30 plus minutes. And if there's no Wemby, there's a possibility he gets there. So I can't ignore that. So if Wemby is out, he's a lock for me. He is. Going over to the Washington Wizards. This is a great matchup, obviously. These are two of my teams. The Wizards against my Chicago Bulls.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Interesting game. Not necessarily the one I'm not super hyped for it, obviously. There's no reason to be, first of all, and first and foremost, the Bulls are pretty mid, and the Wizards are gosh darn dreadful. But the interesting thing here is that Kuzma is out. Jordan Poole is questionable. Tyus Jones is out again. So we do have quite a bit of usage up for grabs here, and it's going to open up some opportunity for other people down roster. I've got a lot of interest in the Wizards here. I've got interest in the Deni Avdija. Obviously, anytime Kuzma's out, his ceiling raises. He had 50.25 DK points in the last one, and I believe Kuzma actually did play in that one, if I recall correctly. He certainly did. But he's the guy you want to have a stretch here in your season-long league. So 7,200 is... It's a hefty price tag because he can't always bust out. The Bulls, as I've said multiple times in the past few months, is they are a really good stout defense. So, it could be a rough go for all these Wizards. It could end up scoring, 90 points or something like that. Or, in typical Bulls fashion, the Bulls might just come out and sleepwalk through this one and let the Wizards hang around and have a good game. So, Deni is certainly on my radar. I'm not necessarily locking him into lineups, but he's just below that line, basically. Plus one, plus two, plus three are a lock. He's a plus three. The other guys I'm looking at on this Wizards roster, I'm looking at Corey Kispert, 5,500. Again, no Kuzma. They're going to need offense. He is the guy that's generally been stepping in and having big games for this Wizards squad. So I like Kispert here a whole heck of a lot. He's a lock for me. I'm going to have him in my lineups no matter what. The other guy I'm looking at here on the Wizards is, two other guys, I suppose. Really just one, though. I'm really interested in, is this Justin or Julian? The Champagny that is on the Wizards. I get them mixed up all the time. I believe this is Justin Champagny, is the name, first name of this gentleman. But he's on the Wizards, obviously. 4,200 is his price tag. Had a string of just fantastic games before he was unceremoniously yanked from the lineup for the better players that were returning. But he had a 32.75 DK point game, a 29 DK point game, and a 33 DK point game. And so if he can return to that form, obviously, at just 4,200, that's going to be money in the bank for us. So he's definitely on my radar on the turbo slate. I'm definitely playing him. It's just a matter of, there's other guys that I have more confidence in. There's no guarantee that he gets big minutes. He only had 3 minutes the last two games apiece, so that could very well happen again. Patrick Baldwin Jr. is kind of on the periphery for me. He's like a plus half, I guess. 3,700 is his price tag. He just doesn't have that huge fantasy upside. Doesn't have a super fantasy-friendly game. You never know. If the Wizards decide to absolutely tank this one and sit everybody, he could get 35 minutes and 40 minutes or whatever and just absolutely crush it. So he's definitely somebody I'm going to have maybe a share of, like on the turbo slate. I'm not going to probably play him on the main slate. I just can't trust it. So on the Bulls side, I love Nikola Vucevic here, 8,500, no Kyle Kuzma. The centers he's going against are Rashawn Holmes, Tristan Vukovic, who's a rookie who just doesn't really play at all, and Marvin Bagley. And so I love Vuc in those matchups. If the Wizards do keep this close, Vuc is going to have to play his full minutes. And he's 8,500, which is certainly pricey, I suppose. It's more pricey than we've been paying for him. But this matchup is just too juicy for me to ignore. I think it's going to be an absolute feast for Vucevic down low. We've been seeing that time and time again with these Wizards where they're giving up points in the paint, and that is where Vuc scores all of his points. Well, not all, but he shoots from distance as well. But that's where he gets the majority of his efficient points. And to that end, also Andre Drummond, I think at 4,800, has to be on your radar as well. Moving on, how are we doing on time here? We got about 9 minutes or so we'll go ahead and power through this. Portland at the Houston Rockets. These last few games, actually, I don't have a lot of solid plays from them. to be honest with you guys, but I do have some thoughts. So Portland, you know, obviously DeAndre Ayton is questionable for this one. Anthony Simon's questionable for this one. Jeremy Grant is doubtful for this one. So we have to know the status of those guys. Obviously, I assume Jeremy Grant's going to be out. If Ayton's out, I love Duop Reith at 4,900 against this Houston squad that doesn't have a starting center and Alperen Şengün, who's still out. So Duop Reith would be virtually a lock for me, probably like a plus three. I'll say he's a plus three on that skill I gave you, plus one, plus two, plus three. You know, Delano Banton, obviously, if there's no Anthony Simons, he would be somebody that I would be heavily considering as well. And Scoot Henderson, you know, I'll throw some in here there as well. I'd rather have Delano Banton over Scoot Henderson at their price points. Scoot's just 200 more than Banton. And I don't think we're going to get a drastic difference in their ownership. I think we're going to get some fair share on both those guys if we get, you know, again, news that Anthony Simons is going to be out. If Simons is in, I'm probably not going to play those guys, but there you go. And, you know, some Jabari Walker can be thrown in as well just for craps and giggles if you really feel like, you know, he's going to have that big one. I've been waiting for it all season. I do feel like he's got that ability. I feel like he's just a little raw still, and he's just not going to have it this season. But next season, when he gets his opportunities, I'm going to be there to snap him up for sure. So, on the Houston side, got to have some interest here. Absolutely. Jalen Green's been crushing it, 8,800. It makes me super nervous because I know he's going to be super highly owned. So I'm fading him here. Going to be risky. They're playing the Portland Trailblazers, of course. So it's a fantastic matchup. The only reason is my gut feeling. And the reason is I think he's going to be so highly owned. I just think even if he does explode, it's not going to be super helpful. I'd rather roster a guy like a Devin Booker or a Jalen Brunson who are just around that same price tag and probably going to have lower ownership than him as well. So, I you know, all his career, I haven't been able to trust Jalen Green. He is on a heater, shooting the ball extraordinarily well. 68.2% in that last game, 45.5, 57.1, 45, 65.2. Those are the last, I think, five games that's listed off there. That's the shooting percentages. But then you look before that, and you look earlier in the season, and you see a lot of, you know, shooting percentages in the 30s, some even in the teens. This guy is volatile. He's volatile. People are going to forget that, and they're going to over-roster him. And I'm just going to go ahead and whisper some words of caution about that. I think, you know, he's still a strong play. Obviously, if he's, you know, 30% owned or whatever on this slate, I don't think it's going to be that high, probably like 20%. Maybe he's 20% owned and everyone else kind of craps out on him too. Doesn't necessarily sink you as long as he doesn't crap out too bad. But yeah, I'm just too nervous about it. I'm steering clear. For Van Vliet, is he another strong play? I'd rather play him over Jalen Green as the pivot. Didn't end up with him in my roster here because of these other guards I talked about that I have interest in, but I could certainly see myself winding up with a few shares of Fred VanVleet. Absolutely. And there's not really, I mean, Jacques Landale's interesting, but I can't trust him either. So that's really it for the Houston Rockets. We'll move on here to the Dallas Mavericks at the Utah Jazz. And there's just a big question mark here. That's why I can't really give you good solid advice on this right now. Lauri Markkanen is questionable on the Utah side. If he does play, I'm going to have more interest in this game. Because that means that the Utah Jazz are trying. That means it's probably going to be close. And that means we can kind of predict the rotations a little bit better than we could if we know that they just don't care about this game. You're going to say Lauri Markkanen, they're just going to lose this game. But he's questionable, so we'll see what happens there. Jordan Clarkson also been upgraded to questionable with a groin injury. Chris Dunn is out for whatever that's worth. But if both those guys, Clarkson and Markkanen, play, you know, I'll have some interest. It's going to mostly be on the Dallas side, but I'll definitely have some more interest in this game. But even if those guys sit and don't play, Markkanen sits, specifically if Markkanen sits, I've got interest in Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford is my top play on the Mavericks for sure. I won't say he's a lock for me, but he's very close to it. He's like a plus three for sure. And, you know, 41.75 DK points in that last game, 31 the game before that. Only 5,900 still has price tag. It hasn't come up too drastically. And against this Utah Jazz team, you know, they're going to be attacking the rim. Doncic likes to toy with these kind of, you know, contenders, these kind of opponents, and throw the ball to the rim to his bigs and get big alley-oops and, you know, big highlight reels. Kind of dunk. So I do like Gafford here a whole heck of a lot.
Gafford's definitely my top play there. But let's assume Markkanen does play, then yeah, Doncic has to be on the radar. He is 12-8. Exceedingly, extraordinarily expensive, but this is the kind of game where he can have like a career game. If the Jazz decide they want to try, they want to make a game out of it, you know, he could have something like a 60, 20, 15 game or something like that. Like something just absolutely insane. We all know he's capable of it, but against the Utah Jazz, that's like, it's not like probable, but it's more likely, it's a better percentage that's going to happen against the Utah Jazz than like 30 other teams in the league. So, 29 other teams in the league. So, even like the, because you put the Hornets out there, you put the Wizards out there, they're just going to blow them out. And it's over if Luka starts having a good game. But the Jazz, if they play Markkanen and Jordan Clarkson, will give up that kind of game to somebody, but they'll also be competitive and somehow in the game, which is just absolutely insane. So Doncic would definitely be on the radar there. Probably not going to play Kyrie Irving at 9,400, just other guys in that price range I like more than him. And then obviously Gafford, but that's really it as far as the Mavericks are concerned. And then the last game of the night is the Memphis Grizzlies against the Denver Nuggets. Oh yeah, we were all waiting for this one, right? This is just incredible, incredible stuff. I'm going to try to wade through this mess here, but the Memphis Grizzlies can just go to hell because we don't know who's playing from game to game. We have to wait constantly. They're the last game on the slate here. I wish that DraftKings would have just kept this game off of the final slate. I know they couldn't really. There was no good reason for that, but it's just annoying because someone in this game might go off and ruin the slate. And it's just going to be so stressful because, like, what are you going to do? Wait until, you know, the final lock of the night to really, truly set your lineup? It's just not going to happen. So, okay, that's off my chest. Memphis Grizzlies, it's a tough matchup against the Denver Nuggets. I'm probably not going to play anybody from this game. We do have Desmond Bane as questionable. We also have Vince Williams Jr. as doubtful again. Sucks for my dynasty team. Laravia we have as questionable. And Conchar we have as doubtful. Sorry, he's doubtful for this one. Lamar Stevens is questionable as well. He hasn't played in a while. Let's see, last game he played was on the 10th of March, so that was about 2 weeks ago. We almost forgot about him, right? You forgot about Lamar Stevens, didn't you? And what really ticks me off is that one of these guys that plays is going to have a big game or a good game or just going to absolutely hit value for us, but it's just too unpredictable. Stay away. Don't try to play that roulette game. There's other roulettes to be played that have better chances. That's the way I view it. So I'm just going to pass on it. I mean, Santi Aldama at 6,500 being one of the last remaining people on the roster that's actually somewhat decent at basketball is someone to look at, obviously. Jaren Jackson Jr., if you really want to. I think it's a really tough matchup against the Denver Nuggets, but I suppose you can go there if you wanted to. On the Denver side, we also have more questionableness in Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who did sit in the last game. Danger of sitting another one. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if they did sit, because they don't need those guys to absolutely destroy the Memphis Grizzlies. Which is really, really funny to say, because the Denver Nuggets really don't destroy anybody. I think they probably, I'm just off the top of my head. I don't have this data in front of me, but they probably have the fewest blowouts of like a good team, a winning team in the NBA. Because they just don't blow people out. They win by like, you know, 10 points when they win big, quote unquote. I would go back to Michael Porter Jr. here, though. If both those guys are out, at 7,000, he just had a real bad stinker. Terrible, terrible game. I think he had like 3 DK points in the first half. He wasn't aggressive. So it's strictly an ownership angle here. You know, people are going to be passing over him because they just think he can't trust him. I saw so many people complaining about their parlays and their prop bets on Twitter. So they don't want to roster him on DFS, so we can go ahead and roster him. 7K is not that bad as long as we know that Jokic and Murray are going to be out. Before he had that dud, he was absolutely rolling, having a fantastic last month or month plus, playing really good basketball. So I do like Michael Porter Jr. here if those other two guys sit. Obviously, if there's no Jokic, we can look also at DeAndre Jordan at 4,500. Even at his advanced age, he has the ability to put up some fantasy lines. He had 28.5 DK points in the last game. 20 minutes is all he played. It's bordering on, I don't want to play it. So it's not like I'd give him like a plus one, maybe. Even if Jokic was rolled out. Obviously, if Jokic is in, you're not playing him at all. No Jamal Murray, of course, Reggie Jackson, 5,100 would be on the menu, absolutely. The guy I would look at the most, though, with Jokic out would be Peyton Watson. He's my favorite play whenever Jokic is out. Didn't have a good game in the last one, only 15 minutes, shot 1 of 6 from the floor, 14.75 DK points, but he did have those two blocks, and that defensive upside is what really, really pops out to me. And I know Christian Brown had a really good game in the last one, but he had 36 minutes. I mean, maybe we can just assume that's going to happen again. If we can, then yeah, at 4,000, he's a good play if we get the news that Murray and Jokic are both out. So, but I just don't know. I don't know. It's usually more of a split between him and Watson and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And if this is a closer game than that last game was, because if I remember correctly, they were winning pretty handily against those Blazers before the Blazers kind of came back in the second half. Then, you know, it's probably more of an even split. So that's just me. Anyways, that's it, guys. That is all 9 games in under 30 minutes. Not under 30 minutes. We're just over. Sorry, drat. But that's it. That's all 9 games. I'm Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at @EthosKeith. Go follow the show at @EthosTFS, @EthosTFS. And just tune in every day. We're going to keep bringing these to you. And please do leave us a review if you have listened. So until next time, everybody, hey. Go get that money.
Everybody's talking about shrinkflation. Companies are now giving you less for the same price as before. At Domino's, we're giving you more. Mix and match any 2 medium 2-topping pizzas and we'll upgrade one to a large for free. That's moreflation. And that's Domino's for dinner. Prices higher for some locations. Select online only offer through September 29th. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. 2-item minimum. Pan pizza extra. Exclude specialty pizzas. Only 1 medium 2-topping pizza will be upgraded to a large.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America, NMLS 407249, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Don't just ride the index. Seek to outperform it with FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF. Unlike passive ETFs, FELC is run by a team of experts to adapt to market conditions and pursue upside potential wherever it's hiding. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Discover FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF, part of Fidelity's suite of active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/FELC. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or, if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Looking for toys that'll get the biggest reactions?
Yes, please.
Walmart has jaw-dropping toys like For Real Daisy Yoga Goat.
Awesome.
Razor Crazy Cart Shuffle.
Whoa.
Hot Wheels, Bluey 3-in-1 Airplane Playset, and more. Aren't you gonna say cool?
I'm saving it for the holidays.
Smart. Welcome to your Walmart.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, 5 hits different. 5 gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a 4-piece McNuggets. 5 gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for limited time only.